You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie.
How are you today?
I am doing well. We had a really fun surprise last night.
What was your surprise?
So we are in the mountains, as I've shared before, and our like doorbell camera picked up a black bear rummaging through our trash.
Oh my goodness.
It sure did.
That is exciting.
It is very exciting. So this morning has been doing some tidying and finding some more options to keep bears out of our trash cans.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you have some sort of like bear trash can cage.
We have.
Or you will. You will now.
Well, we're going to really beef up this operation. But currently we have these straps that you put on the top that are supposed to be bear proof. Unfortunately, the backyard full of trash proves otherwise.
It just made itself a little buffet.
That's right.
I live in the suburbs of Houston, so we definitely don't have bears wandering around here. I've only ever seen bears in the wilderness, and I can never keep them straight as to what you are supposed to do to scare the various bears away other than yell, "Hey, bear," to try and keep them at bay.
That's a good option. We also just choose to hide from them. Like, we just stay inside. And so I will say, when my husband went for his run this morning, he definitely wore a bear bell as he was running, just knowing that they're out and about. And so
that's a good choice. Yeah, I am not sure. That is so interesting. So was it a cute bear at least?
It was a really cute bear that was enormous. So I'm going to have to send you over some pictures so you can take
I know,
a look.
I'm curious. I want to see it. That is so fun. It's also a very fitting story because today, this was a very good tie-in, Corey. I am impressed because we are talking David defeating Goliath, and you could have named the bear Goliath based on the size. All right. So today we are starting a new unit. We are talking about Unit 11, which is titled King David. And this is going to run for 4 sessions. So Corey, why don't you give us the unit description and all of that new unit information?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. So after protecting his family's flock of sheep, David was called into a role of shepherding God's flock, the nation of Israel. He showed his trust in God through defeating Goliath, his heart for mercy in sparing Saul, and his willingness to put God's plan above his own. But King David was still a broken human who gave in to his sinful desires. Yet God showed his love and grace by forgiving and restoring David upon his repentance. Such a good news, good word there. So for our big picture question for this unit, for younger and older preschoolers, we have, is there anything greater than God? No, God is greater than everything. For kids, is anything or anyone greater than God? No, God is greater than everything and everyone. For key passages for this unit, our babies and toddlers, Lord, no one is like you. You are great. Jeremiah 10:6. Younger preschoolers, Lord, there is no one like you. You are great. Jeremiah 10:6. Older preschoolers, Lord, there is no one like you. You are great. Your name is great in power. Jeremiah 10:6. And lastly, for our kids, Lord, there is no one like you. You are great. Your name is great in power. Who should not fear you, King of the nations? It is what you deserve. Jeremiah 10, 6 through 7a.
All right, Corey, thanks for that. And on this episode, we're discussing Unit 11, Session 1, David defeated Goliath. And this is focusing on 1 Samuel chapter 17. God's people demanded a king and chose Saul to be the first king of Israel. Saul was a mighty warrior and saved Israel from some of their greatest enemies, but he was disobedient to God. God rejected Saul as king and chose a shepherd boy named David to be the next king. But God's timing for David to take the throne had not yet come. So David began to serve in Saul's house and comforted Saul's spirit by playing music for him. During this time, David also continued to shepherd his father's sheep. This week, we'll see how God's people were at war with the Philistines and faced a giant named Goliath. Our story points for this week, for preschool and kids, it is both God gave David power to defeat Goliath. All right, now let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about some activities that need a little extra prep or instruction. So Corey, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Oh, absolutely. So for our babies and toddlers, we have an activity called Compare Heights. So another option, instead of measuring the heights of toddlers, would be just to measure and cut off yarn of a particular item that you can find around the classroom. Then you could use or allow the toddlers to use that yarn to measure another item in the room, comparing their pieces. So a lot of using yarn, scissors, and measurement for this activity. So lots of options there. And then for our younger preschoolers, we have an activity called Find the Letters. And so you may consider with this using rice, sand, or even dry beans in the shallow bin instead of the shredded paper. If that's more readily available or a little less messy for you guys, then do that option instead. For our preschool worship, we have an activity called target practice. So for this one, you'd want to use butcher paper, and you can make a large target out of several smaller targets just to increase the challenge a bit. Another note here is that you may want to allow your younger preschoolers to toss with cotton balls instead.
All right. Thanks, Corey. And for older kids, we have an activity called Bullseye. And the folded paper will make a V shape so that it sits around the rubber band. And be sure to emphasize that the rubber bands are not to be shot, only the paper. And in kids worship, there is a group demo, and this demo involves a chemical reaction between baking soda and vinegar. It's that classic volcano science fair experiment. So you'll probably want to do this over a rimmed tray or a baking pan, and the measurements given will produce a reasonable and noticeable reaction. However, feel free to adjust those measurements based on how big or how small you want that demo to be. All right, let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited or what stands out to us in this session. You know, this is a really well-known Bible story. And so while kids may have heard this Bible story before, I love that they are getting to now learn about it in chronological context. I think that that just helps bring so much more understanding and richness to the text for kids and adults when we understand what is going on around the story and what those people were doing before and after the events in this story. And with this story, I think it's going to be important to remind kids that Goliath was a real live giant. You know, they're used to giants being in fairy tales and make-believe stories, but we really want to make sure that they understand that the Bible is neither of those things. The Bible is very much true. And so when we have, you know, situations where we're talking about giants or something that might seem really extraordinary, we want to emphasize that the Bible is true and really help kids be able to tell the difference between make-believe and imaginary versus the truth of the Bible.
Yeah, that's so great, Maggie. So important for sure. And I really love that this session also gives leaders the opportunity to reshape, you know, a very familiar narrative. And so there's some reclaiming, I think, that can happen here with some of the things that children may have been taught or some of the things we've even taught, you know, learned ourselves as we were growing in faith. You know, the man of David and the towering giant have morphed into a nearly mythical interpretation. And one of the things that happens is we often see ourselves as David, slaying giants, taking names. But this week, we have the opportunity to point children to the one who slays the giants on our behalf, the real true hero of the story.
That's really good. Such a good reminder, Corey. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.